Hey, hello. You're stuck in traffic with Wolf Gorlick. Couple-minute riff on IT and IT security. So today, looking at security automation with off-the-shelf tools like If This Then That. What you might know, what you might not know, is that one of the things that I do is head up a program called CBI Academy, which is a two-year apprenticeship program. People come in. Oftentimes, this is their first security job. Sometimes it's the first job. And they get trained up, right? And they get mentored. And they work on, among other things, personal projects that demonstrate skills and build aptitude. So I'm just done with getting a demo of one of these projects, and it's pretty cool. And what they did was they used If This Then That. So it's up to you. If you're not familiar with it, check out If This Then That and look at ways that you could use it for automating your own jobs. In this particular demo, what my latest team did was they built a Wi-Fi detection mechanism. So if you get your phone or whatever it may be, you walk within proximity, bam, it notices you and kicks off an alert. Now, you could be blacklisted, in which case they will look only for the phones in the blacklist, or it could be a whitelist model where you say, hey, here's everyone we accept. Alert anyone who's not known. So whether it's blacklist or waitlist, when a phone or other Wi-Fi device is detected, go check against the list and do the alert. Now the alert's the part that I thought was kind of cool. What they did was, with If This Then That, there is now a Maker channel, and on that Maker channel you basically do a curl. So from within this script, running in Bash, they make a curl out to If This Then That, and they pass along the parameters. Now once there, If This Then That has a number of different integrations. You can email, you can tweet, you can post to Facebook, you can post to Dropbox, you can do just about any social media. There is now If This Then That integrations for smart homes. You can turn on lights, you can turn off lights, you can adjust the temperature. You can do just about a million different things with this program. It's also something I personally use, so this is what, in a minute, I click a button, and my phone will then do magic with If This and That, and that's how the videos get on YouTube and my blog and everything else. So it's a real powerful tool, and I love the idea of, with a simple curl statement, having access to all these integrations, because you might imagine, in terms of like a security system, having it triggered in logging an event, or logging a ticket, or messaging the person who needs to know. So kind of cool, something definitely to check out. I'll give you one caveat though. Remember, it says public API, so there is necessarily no privacy and no service level. So if you are gonna use this for your automations, I definitely, you know, encourage you to do so. Make sure you're not sending any private data. So if it's something in your security system, you wanna be sending out passwords or anything, as well as make sure you're not relying upon it if it's your make for break fire alarm system, right? Because the API could be down, or the internet could be slow, or any number of things could happen that would impact your service level. But providing you're aware of those privacy requirements and service level requirements, take a look at it. Very, very cool way from Bash or from a script to access just a wealth of integrations. All right, that's it. Cheers.